All right. It's 1 o'clock. We'll call the meeting to order. Has everyone had a chance to look at the agenda? Is there any additions or deletions?
I just have one little legal update that we'll go on camera for.
Okay. We have a mover for the agenda? Seconder? All in favor? Everyone have a chance to read the minutes and can we, if it's good, can we have a mover for that? Seconder? Yep. All in favor? Then we will go into the financials. Whereas the following items have been submitted for approval of payment, check number 26279 to 26312 and other 0668 to 0687. Now therefore be it resolved that payments be approved to the amount not to exceed $235,712.26. A mover.
McDougall.
Seconder.
Good.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, seems different when we're one away. Oh, I forgot to say, we all, Deputy Reeve Honkey sent his regrets in for today. Okay.
Whereas the following items have been submitted for approval of payment, 10688 to 0689. Now therefore be it resolved that payments be approved for an amount not to exceed $3,234.86. Mover, please. Seconder.
Stir.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
Okay. Whereas the following items have been submitted for approval of payment. Other 0690 to 0709. Now therefore be it resolved that payments be approved for the amount not to exceed $4,916.07. A mover, please. Seconder. All in favor?
Aye.
Whereas the financial statements ending June 30th, 2026 have been circulated to council for their review. Now therefore be it resolved that these financial statements are adopted as circulated. Mover.
Stair.
Seconder.
Stair.
All in favor?
Aye.
We will go to the department reports, public works, meeting of June 22nd, that's in there. And utility, again, is in your package. The bylaw, June, it's in your package. And then the building one that you got this morning is in your package. Reports of committees, Eastman Regional Municipal Committee, that is in your package. North Eastman Community Health Committee, again, is there fire management? This is a pilot project, and that we council was invited to have a meeting with the fire department on this, and it'll be dealt with a little further on down the agenda. And number four is Two Rivers Service to Seniors, which is in your package. Verbal reports of committees. We'll start off with. Pardon?
None for me, no.
None for, okay.
You were at the planning meeting, Delmer?
No, I wasn't.
July 3rd?
But you're the...
You were there.
You're the chair, though.
Be nice to hear your version of things once in a while. Anyway, yes, we had a planning meeting July 3rd. talked about restructuring quite extensively. That's why there's two resolutions are looking for support from council further on in our meeting today. Restructuring in the secretary treasurer set up for that. So, but yeah, that's planning. And a few files we reviewed, but nothing. Yeah, that was it. Sorry.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Nothing for Davis.
We had a museum, of course. We had a July 1st deal at the museum. Turned out well, I think, you know, smaller committee, but things turned out really well. Had a meeting last Friday with StarCore, which are the investors for the small nuclear reactors that they're trying to build in this part of the province. In Pinawa to start with is where the first one wants to go. And then when it does get there, it's more of a trial run than anything else, a trial project. Because from there, if it works well, we reached out to probably all the mines in anywhere. Anybody that's being serviced up north with diesel. So these things are all in the works there. And it was a really good meeting with them, because it's been 8 years already that's been in the works. And StarCore has still stayed on as investors, which really amazes me, because they've been, you know, kind of going back and forth with the province and with Hydro, you know, for them to sign off on it. And why the province won't sign off on is, I don't know, everyone's really, really confused with that. So this has actually gone a little bit more into our Eastern Regional Municipal Committee with trying to meet and having all department heads from the south and the north meet with the premier and his, whoever he has with them, and start meeting head on head with these guys, because the eastern part of the province has got a lot of things going on, whether it be small nuclear reactors, whether it be silica, good or bad, whatever it is, and things of that nature. I mean, years back, we already lost the paper mill we had in this area, and, you know, we lost a lot of health things in this area. You know, it's all moved over to Selkirk. So it's really ongoing in the next 6 months, and it's going to be a big push. So that's where that is. And that kind of covers Eastern Region Municipal Committee. And then I also had a Northeastern Community Health. And that one, again, is it's the same one every time we meet with the CEO of IEHRA, Marianne Ellis. And we're always talking about doctors and nurses and all this kind of stuff. You know, the emergency rooms, some are not available, of course. Everybody knows that. But I'll just give a quick update on, if I can find it quickly here, on white mold. I'll give you a white mold. Dr. Tanner, we have in white mold 2 times a week, and then Dr. Edwards for the rest. But the highlights in May, there's 21 provider days in Whitemouth and 108 appointments in person and 84 telephone appointments, 9 no-shows. So that's pretty good. That's quite a number compared to what we had a year or two ago, if you go back and look at it. But the thing to do here is, if we could get Dr. Tanner to come in for 3 days a week, would even be better, because when I read this and I see that we have 108 in-person appointments, that's quite a few when you only have a doctor in for 2 days a week. And then again, like I said, 84 telephone appointments. So for a small town at this point right now, we're doing really, really well, but we have to keep at it. And there is a retreat coming in or something that they're going to do in Morden or in that area in September, which they want the municipalities to go. But we've talked about that in the past, and we're really not in big support of that, because that's attracting doctors to your area and then paying for them. We're not in that situation. I mean, I think the Whitemouth municipality has experienced that in the past with bringing doctors in and buying them houses, but that's coming up. But I don't know how that really works, but that's about it. And yeah, we never had no work meetings this month. Okay, anyone else? No, that's it. Okay. Communications 1. Nature Conservatory of Canada. They're just, you know, outlining the work that's being within the RM of Whitemouth. So yeah, if you had it, if you read your package, there's a lot in there to read, but it's information. Number two is Winnipeg River Arts Council newsletter. The Arts Council is really, in my mind, it's really a big deal. If you read through it, there's a lot of stuff in there, and there's some common names in there that are on those boards too. So again, that's information. Number three, CN Rail Safety Week proclamation request. They want a resolution for this, right?
Yes, they would.
Yeah. So is that it up there?
This is the one that they provided.
Okay. Whereas Rail Safety Week is to be held across Canada from September 21st to the 27th, 2026. And whereas 252 railway crossings and trespassing incidents occurred in Canada in 2025. Wow. Resulting in 69 avoidable fatalities and 60 avoidable serious injuries. And whereas educating and informing the public about rail safety, reminding the public that railway rights right-of-ways are private property, enhancing public awareness of the dangers associated with highway rail grade crossings, ensuring pedestrians and motorists are looking and listening while near railways, and obeying established traffic laws will reduce the number of avoidable fatalities and injuries caused by incidents involving trains and citizens. And whereas Operation Lifesaver is a public-private partnership whose aim is to work with the public, rail industry, governments, police services, media, and others to raise the rail safety awareness. Now, therefore, be it resolved that Council does hereby adopt this resolution in support of its ongoing efforts to raise the awareness, save lives, and prevent injuries in communities, including our municipality. A mover, please. Seconder?
Chair.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
That was really a mouthful. Okay, number four, Manitoba Municipal Administrators, AMM Toolkit Addressing Harassment and Hate. A lot to read on harassment and hate. It's really showing you where things are going in today and how they're trying to stop this harassment and hate and basically bad talk and everything else that's out there. So a lot of information there, but that's what it is. It's information. Number five, Seven Sisters Community Center 2026 Harvest Party. They were looking for a little bit. Oh, it's up there. Where I'll read it out. Whereas a request has been received from the Seven Sisters Falls Community Center to consider sponsoring and or volunteering time for the Harvest Party in September 12, 2026. Now, I guess we can talk about that first, because I know last year what we did is contributed 200. That was last year. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Last year, 200. Okay. So now, therefore, be it resolved that contribute 200 for this event. Do we have a mover for this? Seconder. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Yep. Aye. Delmer? Yep. Carried. Number seven, Bossier Community Planning, area subdivision file number 4203. Do you have it up there? Oh, I missed one. But that's why. Elma Community Center request for support the Family Day event. Whereas a request has been received from the Elma Community Center for a letter of support and snow fencing for the Family Day event to be held August 15, 2026. Now, therefore, be it resolved that administration sends a letter of support. They have those letters of support, don't they? Haven't we done that before? It's just...
This is for their community event.
Okay.
Particularly.
And therefore, be resolved that snow fencing be provided for use during the event, if available. Not sure we have any, do we?
We'll have to verify its availability.
They need that letter of support, I think, for their liquor permit.
Yeah, but I thought we had just like one that was, it doesn't matter, but I have a mover for it? Second here? All in favor?
Aye.
I don't know if we even have snow fence, we'll have to check.
We do have some, we just gotta confirm its condition.
Oh, might be able to walk right through it. Okay, number seven. Bossier Community Planning, rear subdivision file number 4203. 26-78-91, request for comments. So was this? So this has come to us now, and has this been to the planning team?
So it's been sent to our development team, and they'll send their comments to our White Mouth Reynolds planning district.
Planning district. And then does it come back to us at all or no?
After.
After it will.
Planning district, we've received the.
You have received this?
And we don't meet before the deadline, so we're commenting via email from planning district.
Okay. Because it's your meeting after the date
after
you're looking
deadline.
For. Well, that's good. That's good. So they're not looking from us for anything at this time.
Comments,
which
just
are
comments, yeah.
Our development team will look at.
And you guys, okay, good. Number eight, Community Futures Winnipeg River update letter. You've seen that. Number nine, ratepayer request, municipal water and sewer connection roll 172536. Whereas requests and deposits to hook onto our municipal water and sewer has been received from Gary Borukskovich. And whereas this property is located at lots half block 2 plan 15079 WLTO in Northeast 211311 East and identified by assessment roll number 172536. Now, therefore, be it resolved that these requests are hereby approved, and further be it resolved that the appropriate fees be paid in full to the municipality for the connection prior to the installation by the contractor. A mover.
Yes.
Seconder.
Sterk.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Number nine, Stewardship Manitoba. RIA MMSM 2025 annual report. Again, that's a lot of reading material and it's information. Unfinished business, the lagoon, the borrowing bylaws. We are still working on that. Admin is working on it. And like I said last week, we're not going to get a meeting with Ted Falk. Ted Falk until fall. The water line south of Elma, information from ratepayer. I think the ratepayer has sent Lacey information.
Yes.
And that you're working with and working on.
With the and getting input from our utility operator as well.
And that's ongoing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The zoning bylaw is tabled. Again, we're admin is still working on that. And then personally, I think we're probably in the position at this point. I don't know, we can have a look at it with this council yet, or if we want to leave it for the next council at that point. There's a lot there, but we'll see as we carry on how it gets going. Number four, White Mouth Reynolds Planning District restructuring bylaw review. They have put in, and I don't know, Duncan, if you want to speak to this at all.
It's quite lengthy. It's all in your package.
Yeah, it's all in the package.
The restructuring.
We don't need to wait for this. We can do this today, can't we?
Mm-hmm.
Because the things that I was concerned about in there was the rotating of the 4 years, and that's all in there. So.
Yeah, we did first reading at our planning district meeting, just looking for support from both Reynolds and White Mouth Council before we finalize with the second and third readings or final reading.
Okay, well, whereas request from the White Mouth Reynolds Planning District for review and support of bylaw 5726 procedural, bylaw 5826 remuneration, and bylaw 5926 secretary treasurer has been received. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the same be hereby supported. Mover.
Stead.
Seconder.
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We can do one more time, can't we? No? Okay, that's good enough. That's all you need.
Thank you.
Good. Number five. 2026 general election. Again, that's the next pre-election info session, August 26th. It's back on the agenda just so we can remind people there is a session here in Weymouth. You can attend. They had one in Bossier, was not well attended. I think they had one in Lac-de-Boigny that wasn't either. But we still have ours on, so if people are interested. Number six, land sales ongoing. I think the counteroffer has been accepted.
Yes.
It's about all we need for here. Carry on. Anything else in there? No. New business, the 2026 MMA conference, September 16th, 13th to the 16th of 2026. And that's for Lacey. So whereas the Manitoba Municipal Administration annual conference will be held in Winnipeg for September 13th, to the 16th, 2026. And now, therefore, be it resolved that Lacey Smith is hereby authorized to attend same, and further be it resolved that they be reimbursed as per municipal bylaws. A mover.
Stair.
Seconder.
Stair.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. No. Number two in new business, 2025 audited statements. Well, I read through all of that, and it's a long reading of audited statements, Lacey. How many times do you have to read it and go through it? My goodness. But they want a resolution on that. There were no issues, right?
Nothing that was unexpected.
Nothing that was no. It's good job. Whereas BDO Canada LLP has provided council with the audited financial statements for 2025. Now, therefore, be it resolved, these statements are hereby accepted as presented.
There was a comment there about the waste management thing being the same numbers since 2020 for current.
We had.
I wonder if that's something we could just clarify. Yeah. Sitting on the waste management, I think it's something that the manager said isn't going to be an issue for a number of years. So I almost wonder if it's even a necessary line item anymore. It's there, but it won't change if my understanding of our landfill. Mr. Reeve?
Yeah, no, I think you're correct because there's no changes at the landfill and they figure that it's going to be good for many years.
So could we update BDO or the auditor so that doesn't get flagged next time?
We can, but I think this time it was because it was based on the waste management's 2024 numbers because we don't have 2025s yet.
Mm-hmm.
So once we have that, we can make a note that moving forward.
Yeah, because even when the numbers come, I think it's still going to pop up until it's mentioned to them.
Tell us off.
Yeah.
Because there was a time there too that you know we're going to build a new cell and do all this kind of stuff and everything going to change. And the way it's been, the way they've gone about it now, and they've been capping and doing all these things that they do is it's supposed to be good for many years.
Oh yeah,
exactly.
Save us millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was my only comment in regards to the audit. It was a big reason for us.
There's lots. Yeah, so. Can we have a mover?
McDougall.
Seconder.
Seconder.
All in favor?
Aye.
I'll have something to drink now. Number three, Whiteshell Provincial Parks Fire Service Pilot Project. Whereas the White Mountain Fire Department has been given the opportunity to join the Whitechill Provincial Park Fire Service pilot project through the Pinawa Fire Department. And whereas this opportunity supports our neighbors and allows experience to be gained. And whereas all costs associated with the program and response within the Whitechill Provincial Park shall be recovered. And whereas fire service for the rural municipality of Whitemouth and the mutual aid commitments will remain priority. Now, therefore, be it resolved, the Whitemouth Fire Department is hereby authorized to participate in the pilot project. And further, be it resolved that council deems it to be in the best interest of the municipality that a minimum crew of 2 and a maximum of 6 members of the Whitechill Fire Department attend Whitechill Provincial Park at any given time. And further, be it resolved that authorization to participate in the program may be withdrawn at any time. Is there more?
Nope.
So in the past, if we had our fire department go out even to accidents on the highway, that we never got reimbursed from the government properly. We were always getting less than, it just never was.
Less or nothing at all.
Less or nothing at all. And this is a program, I'm just explaining the program a bit. It's a program that allows them to go out, get experience, and get fully recovered. You can jump on this, Lacey, a bit. So they get fully recovered. Plus, we also get to charge for a little bit of money that's in there to help us to put in our reserves for future equipment. So we get some of that back. And I guess it's, the big thing that I noticed here in the past couple of weeks going through other municipalities, and I noticed they were getting some grants and stuff from the government. And the last one that came out was out in the RM of Reynolds, where they got a pretty nice grant. But it was quite clear to the government that 8 out of 10 calls for the Reynolds municipality is on the number one highway, which is covering traffic coming from Winnipeg and its cottagers and that. I think that influenced the government quite a bit. So I don't know. This may help us even in the future get more grants. And if it doesn't work, we don't like it, I'm going to ask, we can withdraw at any time regardless of the contract?
We're not signing the agreement.
Okay.
We're just participating in the pilot project. That's okay. What this resolution's for.
Okay, good.
So yes, you could.
Okay, good. We have a mover? Or questions?
I had reservations when it was introduced to us by the Pinawa chief here a few meetings back, but after we met with the fire department and everything, yeah, it certainly makes sense. I'll move the motion for this.
Okay, a seconder? Sure. All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
Aye.
Okay, then we go to number 4, chip seal, quotes requested and received. Whereas quotes have been requested and received for chip seal work in Elma, Seven Sisters Falls, and Whitemouth. And whereas up to $200,000 for the chip seal is included in the 2026 financial plan. Now therefore be it resolved, Bayview Construction Limited be the successful contractor for the mobilization and chip seal at a cost of $164,023.51 excluding GST. And be it further resolved, any additional excavation and backfill would be an additional cost. So this is a chip seal that's going to be done. It's part of our program that we started and hopefully continue it into next year. And that's where we're at. Do we have a mover for this?
Oh,
seconder?
It's Derek.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried. And be it resolved that council recess the regular meeting and go in camera as per section 152.3 of the Municipal Act to discuss the following item, legal. Now therefore be it resolved that all matters discussed are to remain confidential as per section 83.1D of the Municipal Act. I'm over.
Sterk.
Seconder.
Dugal.
All in favor?
Aye.
Be it resolved that the regular business has concluded and this meeting does hereby adjourn at 2:02 p.m. Mover.
Dugal.
Seconder.
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.